Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show.
We painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
Got that trip to Florida to give away. We'll do it sometime in the next hour.
Okay.
6 seconds from the beach. We're going to play you a montage. That means more than one song from one artist. Today's artist is going to be Ariana Grande.
Okay.
And you got to tell us what songs we have in that montage. You want to hear it now?
That's little... what I was about to ask you. Are you going to play it right now?
Yeah, you know what? It pays off to be the early bird, because the early bird gets that worm.
Look at you getting a saying right.
I've been practicing my sayings out. You know, usually I would have said the worm gets eaten by the early bird. I would normally say it, but I've been learning. All right. Here it is. I want you to There's four.
Wow, okay.
That was four?
There's four, I know.
It sounded like one big song.
Yeah, yeah. I was going to say two.
Maybe two.
We have such great mixers here at the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Wow.
It just sounds like
all
great...
all the songs sound the same. It could be that.
Let's play it again. I want you to know what I came to do. That is
okay.
Whoa, good luck, everybody.
Great job mixing there.
Good luck.
That's well done.
That's a hard one.
You would think it's easy because it's Ariana Grande and everybody knows her, but no.
How many songs was that?
Four.
Four, Kelly. It's four.
There's definitely four.
100,
in
as far as I could tell. I was,
yeah.
What?
Kelly, how was your weekend with the girls?
It was really nice.
No boys?
I've got protein bar in my teeth. Well, here's the situation.
How many drunk posts?
I wasn't drunk.
You didn't get drunk?
Mm-mm. No, I paced myself.
Well done.
I didn't want to embarrass my fiance, but he said, you did do a lot of social media posting. I said, because I was having so much fun, I wanted to share it. So anyway, his bucket list for this year, because he does yearly bucket lists, that way they get done. You can do a bucket list for life and you postpone it. So he does one every year, which has motivated me to do the same thing. But he wanted to shoot a hog. He wanted to go hog hunting. And so for Christmas, I surprised him with a hog hunting trip. And my other girlfriend surprised their men, too. And some of these men have never been hunting in their lives. Some of them were avid hunters.
Has Alan gone hunting?
He's been hog hunting before, but never shot anything. Because a lot of times men go on hunting trips, and all they do is sit around and drink beer and shoot the breeze instead of shooting anything.
Talk about chicks. Do they know each other? Do the guys know each other?
Yeah, they've all met. You know, they've all met, but they haven't ever been, like, thrown together in this kind of...
Okay.
I mean, literally, they were in a cabin with a porta potty.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
And bunk beds.
And whiskey.
And, yeah, there was a camp. They cooked out. They had a great time. They were being men. They didn't shower. They didn't shave.
Yeah.
Alan said when he got home, all he wanted to do was just sit in the bathtub and just soak it all off of him. But, yeah, so they went hog hunting, and Alan did catch shot two, so he's very happy.
Did he bring them home?
No, they're being processed. We're going to eat them.
Yeah, okay.
Oh.
Yeah, these are feral hogs that are destroyed. You know, before everybody gets, they destroy land.
They're bad pigs?
They're the bad pigs.
Like the Angry Birds bad pigs?
Yeah, I learned a lot. They're so lean because when you have pigs on a farm, they load them up with fat and stuff so you can get bacon and things like that. These pigs are so lean, they have to add other pork to them because it's so lean the meat will fall apart. And there's no bait. You can't get bacon from these pigs because they're so lean.
Oh.
So he put in an order for like, you know, certain cuts of meat.
Can you do pork tenderloin?
Yeah, you can. There's a menu of what you can order.
Can you do ribs?
Mm-hmm.
About pig's feet?
I guess you could.
I've never tried pig's feet. My mom loves them.
I'm going to bring you some pig's feet. Oh.
Really?
Yeah.
Do they look like feet?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can get them at like the convenience stores in the hood. They'll be sitting in
a jar.
Pickled, right? Pickled, get them hot.
You'll be sitting at a jar like at the cash register.
Do you cook them? Or you just take them out of the pickle jar?
Boil them, I guess, right?
You can boil them to season food, too, like if you want to season beans or something.
I don't know what, but I remember my mom just grabbing the pickle jar and just pulling them out and just chewing them.
Oh,
Eat them like that, too?
I don't.
No. Yeah.
All right, back to the
Girl's trip. And he's going to get the skull mounted. And I was like, yeah, you can keep that in the garage. So every time you pull into the garage, your parking space, there's your pig skull. So that's what we're going to do.
All right.
So anyway, since the guys were going off, we're like, why don't all the women go do something?
Yeah.
And my friend Amy did a lot of, we let this be her project because I take control so much. This is the year I'm like letting everybody else do it.
Okay.
My birthday, I'm letting everybody else do it.
Wedding?
My wedding, I'm going to have a hand in that. But anyway, so she got us this wine tour in Fredericksburg. And you basically get on a bus and they just all day long drive around to all the wineries and drop you off. So a bus comes by every 15 minutes.
Okay.
So you can stay.
That's fine.
We only ended up hitting three because we'd get there and we were having such a wonderful time.
Mm-hmm. You'd stay for a little bit.
We'd stay.
Yeah.
And but yeah, there were some listeners there that I kept. There were a lot of bachelorette parties. But you know, you do the pours, and we love Dave. Oh, what was the name of that?
Are you supposed to spit out when you sip the wine? You're supposed to just get it in your mouth, swish it, and
you
spit.
You can, but not in these.
No, you go drink it. They're getting a drink.
Or they give you like a little, like a flight, yeah. You know, like yeah. a flight size.
You buy like, you get tickets, so you can buy like eight sips, eight so tastes.
Great sound effects we have going on.
Yeah. You said, you said the city closes down basically at 7 p.m.
There is
so what time
nothing
are
nothing going on after. I mean, you go down Main Street. It is a go. One store stayed up until 8 for all the. I mean, it's like, what are y'all doing?
For the party people.
The rest of them close at 6.
So what time
5 minutes
start
to 6,
wine?
These girls got kicked out of a winery. They said, the guy said, I want to get home to my wife and kids. And she's like, okay. You got 5 more minutes, though. But they want to go home.
Do it's they just small... bank on you being kind of drunk and sleepy by that time?
I don't know. I don't know, but. But yeah, we went to dinner, and I mean, it was just a nice little sleepy town.
No drama, no nothing, just
no
fun time.
Not in our group. I'm not gonna. I mean, there was some drama in some other girls' groups.
You saw some?
What do you mean?
Fist fight?
Mm. No, not a fist fight.
Girl
just
fight.
Like you know, when there's wine involved, and it's a group of a lot of people, it's hard to mix a lot of personalities. There was only 3 of us.
Yeah.
So if you know, if one of us got a little raucous, the other two were there to. Yeah, so, but...
Was a wine thrown in somebody's face, like a Housewives episode?
Not that I am aware of.
Okay.
That's what
we had a
real.
Great time. The weather could not have been more beautiful. And the next day when we left, it was cloudy and dreary and cold. I'm like, we hit it just...
Yeah.
We had fun.
Good for you.
You missed the Mama June TV special or reality show that they
I'm
have
sorry,
now.
I'm sorry I don't have an interesting story
that's
to tell.
All right.
Really
that's
apologize.
All right.
No, that's great.
We really just...
just drank wine.
Drank wine.
Went to bed at 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock.
I wish I could... Oh, gosh. Go to my Instagram.
You'll have all the pictures.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we were talking about the Mama June show on Friday.
Mama June is the mama off of... What was it called?
Honey Boo Boo.
Honey Boo Boo, right.
Yeah. And they were famous for a while, and then they took a break. Some drama happened.
Mm-hmm.
But she's back on TV. She has her own reality show where she was going to debut her new body. Okay. And I believe Kelly reported that she was down to a size 4.
They were teasing a size 4.
She was a heavier chick. Fluffy, mm-hmm. I guess is the word.
Yeah, but she had a gastric sleeve.
Okay.
And then she lost so much weight, she had to have some skin removed when there's that much excess skin.
Well, there is something going on with that TV show.
Update? Okay.
Yeah, because a lot of people are saying there's some fishiness. They are saying that Mama June is most likely wearing...
Banks.
A fat suit.
Wait, like she always has been wearing a
fat suit? No. So she must have gotten this surgery done before they started filming, lost the weight.
Go back and, like a Kardashians episode,
uh-huh.
You have to go back and do the commentary.
The producers probably want to make it look like they were there all along for her journey. So they went up to her and probably asked her. Now, this has not been proven yet. This is what is floating around the internet. My buddy, Baby Chelsea hit me up on Twitter, let me know. And then I started looking it up. Us Weekly's reporting it that they think a lot of the viewers think she's wearing a fat suit. And when you look at the still shots from the TV show, it does in fact look like there's some sort of something going on.
Huh.
Well, I guess
like
I'll have to
go look at
like a full
fat suit, like fat neck makeup?
Yeah, just they did the face and the neck.
Well, she always had a heavy neck.
Right.
Yeah, she had a double neck.
She had I don't know what you call that.
Double chin. Double neck.
A little bit more than a double chin.
I'm presenting Exhibit 8 to Kelly Raspberry right now on my computer.
Okay.
Now, does that not look like it's...
They put...
So, we did a little digging around. We found we found Mama June's phone number.
Oh, what?
Well, she is a friend of the show. We've
always
been very
friend of the
kind
show.
To her.
And so, we want to give her the opportunity to maybe, you know, let us know, hey, that's bull or my bad.
All right.
So, I'm going to call her. She doesn't know we're calling her.
Seriously?
No, that's not nice. I don't like that.
What?
We need to at least call them ahead of time.
She's a friend of the show.
Nice.
She loves white
Wait,
cheddar.
So you're just going to call her straight up and ask if she was wearing a fat suit right now?
You think she's even home?
Oh my God.
We have to get around to that. We won't lead with that. We'll just say congratulations on the new show.
Oh, I don't like that.
Oh, my God.
Couldn't we have Elena call her during the commercial break just to make sure she's
up? No. We'll try to do it spontaneous, Kelly.
It's ringing. If she answers, I got to tell her she's on the radio.
Oh, my God.
I remember talking
We can't call our friends
Oh,
now?
This is not. This is on. Oh.
I'm gonna tell her we're on the radio.
Oh, my God.
If she even answers.
Yeah, she might.
Hopefully she is up. I mean, it's been a long weekend. They probably partied and stuff. Kelly does
she
not
might
want
to be
her.
On a publicity tour or something.
Yeah. Well, this is great publicity right here. Don't be nervous. We have her back. We're not going to be mean.
Is this an ongoing series or is it a one-off special?
I think it's an ongoing series.
Is she getting prosthetics put on right now?
No. I don't think she's going to answer.
Oh, darn it.
Okay.
Leave a message. No, leave a message.
Oh, I know I'm waiting.
Oh, okay.
Is it her?
All this time. So if you'd leave your name.
Yeah, that's her.
Yeah, that's her.
Leave a message.
Right, leave a message.
Just ask.
Okay. Okay.
Thanks, and have a great day.
We will.
Tell her Elena to call back with the hotline number. So
the mailbox is full. I'm
Mama June, how come you do that to us?
Oh,
okay, now
it.
You get Elena to text her.
We'll text her.
Yeah. We'll see if we can get Mama June on the phone today. Yeah, because we'll let her clear it up. I'm sure she doesn't want those things floating around if they're false.
Well, you know, I mean.
What?
I get what they have to do. If they decided too late in the game, they have to go back. I don't know. They could have just used old footage and had her do a voiceover on
yeah.
it. Look at me producing a show behind.
Of course.
Wait till you hear what they did on the Kardashians with Caitlyn Jenner.
All right. They're saying this is perhaps the biggest screw up in television history.
For sure.
This is bigger than anything we've done. We've had some big screw ups.
And you know what?
I mean, Steve Harvey did the same thing.
This is
a grander scale. Yeah. The same thing, but this is a grander scale.
This is a grander scale. Unfortunately, most of us, I'd say 97.7% of us, were already sleeping when this went down.
Yeah.
We'll catch you up with what went down horribly wrong at the Oscars next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
The biggest night in Hollywood was last night. 3 hours of just going up there and talking.
Yeah, I didn't make it.
I made it. I had a storm in our neighborhood, Kelly, and I have that wonderful satellite action.
Yeah.
And
so one raindrop, bye-bye.
Oh. Yeah, one raindrop hits that little dish and it's like...
I don't even think it's the raindrop. I think it's a little bit of wind.
Yeah.
I don't know how that works, but a little bit of wind.
How have they not fixed that?
I don't know. But it's so frustrating because I was actually enjoying the Oscars last night.
More, yeah.
It started out pretty good. I mean, first of all, they seem to kind of try to make up for last year and the lack of color.
Boy, yeah.
I mean, is this the Oscars or the NAACP award? It was a whole bunch of brothers in there winning stuff.
Yeah, I was wondering how you're feeling because I was in my head, Al. I was like, y'all making it really obvious that you're trying to make up for last year.
I was glad, but yeah, I was like, wow.
The show was kicked off by Justin Timberlake singing his song from Trolls. No matter how. He was a little pitchy, but he was singing live with a track.
Yeah, he's fine.
You're so critical.
I know, JC.
I'm so used.
He came in from the outside dancing around. At least he was somewhat singing, right?
Yeah. I think I'm just so used to Justin Timberlake being flawless that you're like, oh man, he is human. No.
Yeah.
A little pitchy there, JC.
I know it.
Good.
Jimmy Kimmel was your host. He was telling us all week long how nervous he was.
Killed it.
I thought so, too.
He killed it.
I thought he did a great job. Yeah. His jokes were funny. He got a little bit political, which is what people were expecting, but not overly.
He had to.
He didn't get heavy.
No, exactly.
Political without being heavy.
Yeah, how can you not?
Yeah.
He went political light. He made a few jokes that I even think President Trump would chuckle at, hopefully. You know, he didn't tweet about him, so that's good.
I love Jimmy Kimmel.
I do, too.
He's my favorite right now.
He's my favorite Jimmy.
There's nothing.
And I love that he always gives credit to David Letterman.
Uh-huh.
Always.
Yeah, always.
And that was, of course, our favorite before him.
He and I love his feud with Matt Damon, which he, of course, brought up last night.
Always makes a good bit.
Yeah.
Matt, as you probably know, could have starred in Manchester by the Sea. He was the producer. It's nominated for 6 Oscars, including lead actor. And... he could have taken that lead actor part for himself, but he didn't. He gave that role to Casey Affleck, his childhood friend. He handed what turned out to be an Oscar-caliber role over to his friend and made a Chinese ponytail movie instead. and that movie, The Great Wall, went on to lose $80 million.
Ouch. Ugh.
He was not holding back with his jokes either.
No.
But with
nobody's off limits, man.
No. With Mel Gibson was sitting there taking those jokes. Yep. Matt Damon was sitting there taking them. Viola Davis, she won Best Supporting Actress. And her speech,
I thought she was going to start crying like she did in Fences.
Exactly.
She's so passionate.
She was so passionate. It's like you don't know when they turn off the actress and go into a human. But I think this was a genuine speech from Viola Davis.
You know, there's one place that all the people with the greatest potential are gathered. One place. And that's the graveyard. People ask me all the time, what kind of stories do you want to tell, Viola? And I say, exhume those bodies. Exhume those stories.
Yeah, I didn't get where she was going at first.
Yeah,
that first time,
have
that
central.
Opening line, I was like, where's the graveyard? What are you talking about?
Exhume the bodies.
I didn't know where she was going.
Yeah.
And then she got there.
She had a point. And
so she wants to talk about dead people's stories that did cool things.
History.
Yeah.
History. Yeah.
History, there you go.
That'd be an easier way to say it.
The history of these people.
Yeah.
Where they came from, and also don't exhume their bodies, please. Not literally, please. The moment of the night, though, was he teased us with it when we saw the tour buses that people take in Hollywood.
This, to me, was one of the coolest things I've ever seen on TV, or at the very least on an award show.
And I'm thinking, I was thinking, this could either go extremely wrong, way off and wrong, or it'll be the greatest moment in Oscar history.
Are you cynical?
Yeah.
What do you think?
A couple of plants are in there.
Oh, see, don't do this
to
me, Kelly.
I don't, and I refuse.
A couple. I don't think they all were.
I think you have to
have a couple of plants.
Of course.
To get the others on board and kind of, there was one white chick up there that I saw. I was like, she's an artist.
Which one did you think was the plants? Not the first couple.
Well, say what they did. They took a Hollywood tour bus.
Yeah.
And then, so they were doing a Hollywood tour, and then they made a pit stop and brought them all in, so they walk into the Oscars.
I told them they were
unexpected.
Jimmy Kimmel told the people to make them feel like they were going on a tour to go see some old Oscar dresses and to take in the Oscar moments and all that. They weren't expecting to actually walk into the Oscars, which is what they did.
But you know they're going on. Right? If you're doing a Hollywood tour, don't you know the Oscars are going on?
I wouldn't. I mean, if you're a tourist,
you might be looking.
Yeah, but it could be because the Oscars are happening tonight, we're doing an Oscar-themed Hollywood
It could be
tour.
That, yeah. But that you would never expect that you'd be live on television, which is exactly what happened.
No.
Except for the plants.
No, because I wouldn't have been wearing them.
Right. Yeah. The couple that stole the night were the first ones that walked in. There were a couple from Chicago.
Yes, yeah, black man and his fiance, Gary and Vicky, I believe.
You remember their names?
And because this guy was dressed like he was going to catch the bus and go and look at some houses or whatever. He was not dressed for the occasion. So warm-up suit, cut-off shorts, and then next thing you know, he's on stage at the Oscars.
His mouth is wide open. He's just on his phone the entire time. I don't know if he's Facebook Living it or he's just taking pictures, but he's on his phone the entire time.
Yes, it was awesome.
If there's one video you watch all day today, it's this one. It's these people meeting these celebrities.
Yep.
There's a meme that's blowing up with what people think Ryan Gosling whispered into her ear, because he whispered something, sweet nothings, into her ear, and her mouth just went like, whoa.
And she had a selfie stick?
Yeah, Vicky had a selfie stick. Jimmy Kimmel asked the lady, is there any one particular actor that you would love to meet?
No, who's your favorite actor?
Who's your favorite actor?
And she just blankly staring around, and she goes, that man.
Denzel Washington.
Happens to be Denzel Washington. So Jimmy Kimmel had Denzel come up and marry the couple right there at the Oscars.
I see Gary is your name?
My name is Gary Allen Cole from Chicago.
Gary, is this your wife over here?
Yeah.
What's your name?
Vicky Mines.
Hi, Vicky. Are you here with Gary?
That's my fiance.
Well, oh, really? When are you getting married?
July 18th.
Who's your favorite actor?
That man right there.
Denzel? Denzel, would you be the best man at their wedding?
I now pronounce you husband and wife. Kiss the bride.
He's Denzel, so it's legal.
That was awesome. I wouldn't be surprised.
Can you imagine
if all of these people are on his show tonight? I really wouldn't be
surprised. They should be.
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah.
Because we didn't get a chance to meet all of them. The Asian couple looked like they were pretty funny, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
So they had an eclectic mix.
It was awesome. I loved that moment.
Then one guy realized he wasn't going to get to talk, so he put his name on his hat, so we all know that's Paul.
That's
the only name I remember is Paul's, because he put his name on his hat.
I'm with Kelly. I wish I wasn't so cynical.
I thought about that. I'm like, oh, was that set up? Please, I just want
to
know.
Well, yeah, they have too much riding on it to just let it happen organically.
We know that from what we do, you know, like, because we actually will. We don't do that kind of thing. And a lot of times a caller just, like, it totally bombs an idea. Look, we call Mama June's voicemail. You know, it goes to voicemail. If it was set up, she would have answered.
But I do believe the couple from Chicago were genuine and real and not in.
Of course.
I'm just saying that there was a couple people in that group that had to steer it in the right direction.
Maybe. Yeah, okay.
You know what I mean?
Maybe.
One. No, I'll give you one, Kelly.
If so, no harm.
It's fine. And if you missed any of it, what's my favorite website to go to for all the clips you missed? Gossip Cop.
Yeah.
Oh, KidNation.com.
And there too. But I mean, that's KidNation.com. I'm sorry. But that's... Are we going to have every clip from everything?
Yes.
You know where I love to buy my KidNation? Where? eBay.
Sorry. But that's, you know... Yeah. Go to Kid Nation first.
We will.
And then if we don't have it,
I apologize.
Kelly's favorite website. Her second favorite website.
I screwed up, but not as bad as Warren Beatty. And
you want to get to that right now? Because it's
this
bad.
Man.
Yeah, let's just get to it. Because one, it's not even his fault.
It's not.
Is it? Yeah, it's not Warren Beatty's fault. But Warren Beatty and Faye Dunaway.
Which he was just a mess up there anyway.
Why? What was wrong with him?
He's just kind of like stumbling, bumbling, and I don't know.
Well.
In a mess anyway.
Okay. Well, he's up there with Faye. They're Bonnie and Clyde.
Bonnie and Clyde. That's right.
They're considered royalty amongst the thespians out there.
Mm-hmm.
In the street. Okay.
I like that word, by the way.
Okay.
And they were chosen to present the award for Best Picture at the Oscars. And this is the biggest award of the night. You expect it to go the best.
I was sleeping already when this happened. Yeah, I woke up this morning, I look at the news, I was the biggest mistake ever in Oscar history. I'm like, dang it.
It's like going to sleep during the Super Bowl because you thought the Falcons were 28-3 winning and there's no comeback. And you wake up to the biggest comeback ever.
You could have heard them announce the winner and gone to sleep because they didn't fix it until a couple minutes later.
Crazy.
And when they announced it, most people were like, knew it.
Yeah.
But what happened afterwards? Here's the announcement.
And the Academy Award for Best Picture.
You're awful.
Come on. La La Land. The audience isn't even that excited because everybody kind of knew it.
Everybody knew La La Land was going to win.
So the whole cast, I assume.
Mm-hmm. Everybody's
everybody.
Everybody goes up on the stage. They're handing out little trophies to everybody.
Yep.
They're making speeches.
So the producers from La La Land already started their speeches and they're doing their thank yous and they're tearing up. Everybody's crying.
This is live TV.
Oh, yeah. And somebody noticed that Moonlight was supposed to be the winner.
It's my family, my mom, papa, Jeff.
Oh. We lost, by the way, but, you know.
I'm sorry. No. There's a mistake. Moonlight, you guys won Best Picture.
Moonlight won. Come on. This is not a joke.
This is not a joke. I'm afraid they read the wrong thing.
This is not a joke. Moonlight has won Best Picture.
So, Warren Beatty had another envelope.
The Best Actress, which
so
was...
So they make double cards as backup. That's what they've said subsequently.
Right. Here
they have double cards.
Warren Beatty himself to explain what happened, because they gave him a chance to do that.
Hello.
Poor Warren.
Warren, what did you do?
I wanted to tell you what happened.
Oh, poor thing.
I opened the envelope, and it said, Emma Stone... La La Land. That's why I took such a long look at Faye and at you. I wasn't trying to be funny.
Oh, he's so upset.
Well, you were so funny.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Wow, this is...
This is Moonlight, the Best Picture.
Yeah.
Okay. How upsetting.
Poor guy.
So they just give them the card before they walk out. So this is the Academy's fault. Or PricewaterhouseCoopers.
It's the stage.
So if they do your accounting, I mean...
Stone's saying, but I have my envelope for Best Actress the whole time. Because they were explaining on each side of the stage is a member of Pricewaterhouse. They each have identical briefcases with identical cards. I guess so. Whoever's entering from whatever side of the stage can get the card.
Yeah. Somebody just gave him the wrong.
And that's why he did pause.
Yeah.
And she just sees La La Land and reads it. I don't. In the moment, I would read whatever's on the
article. That's what I would. I would have done the same thing Warren did. I would have seen. I would have seen her name, and I would have gone.
But
that's weird.
Warren, you could just hear her. Yeah. Said,
don't you open it up backstage before you hand it off?
No.
Just
no.
To make sure
you're not allowed to.
No, the person handed.
No, oh yeah, yeah.
The envelope. It said Best Actress.
Right.
On the envelope, so they didn't have to open it. They just had to look at the front of the envelope.
What a screw up.
Steve Harvey's like, yes.
I'm off the hook.
I feel bad for Warren. Yeah. But,
and the La La Land producer was so gracious. That was so nice.
Yeah.
I was like, no, come up here.
Well, not the other guy that said, yeah, well, we lost.
I'm keeping my trophy. I don't know about y'all.
He was
I'm
in the middle of the speech.
Did you hear that guy?
Oscar, I'm keeping my Oscar. You have to pry it out of my dead, cold, clammy hand.
Wow.
Look, and I'm not mad at his butt hurt. I understand, but yeah, we lost. Did you hear him?
Yeah, well.
It's my family, my mom, papa, Jeff.
Here you go. We lost, by the way. But.
We lost, by the way.
It is.
Live TV.
It's awful.
Here's Barry Jenkins from Moonlight giving his speech.
Very clearly, even in my dreams, this could not be true. But to hell with dreams. I'm done with it because this is true. Oh, my goodness.
Thank you.
And I have to say, and it is true, it's not fake. We've been on the road with these guys for so long, and that was so gracious, so generous of them. My love to La La Land, my love to everybody. Man.
What if I told you that was not the biggest or the only big screw-up at the Oscars?
You probably am.
No, there was another one that's going to make you go, oh, no.
Really?
As big as that?
And most of us may have missed this. We might have missed this one.
So we caught something, or somebody here caught something that the world didn't catch?
Yeah, it's a little treat for everyone, because we'll have hot intern Jordan coming in here.
Huh, okay.
Because he caught this mistake, big mistake. It's definitely going to make you go, oh, what? We'll tell you what it is next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Got Tripadata FLA, 6 seconds from the beach. We're going back to the music. We're going to give you 4 songs from an artist. We're going to put them all together. And then you got to guess what 4 songs are in that montage that we put together. Today's artist is Ariana Grande. We're going to play you those songs right now just so you get a little heads up, because we are giving the trip away before the hour's over. I want you. I know what I came to do. I know it's done so well, it just sounds like 1 song, yeah. But it's in fact 4.
It's her next hit.
She should do that. That sounds extremely awesome. I have them written in front of me and I still don't know.
I hear you.
We told you there was another big mistake at the Oscars last night.
Huh.
That
I didn't catch this.
Many of us maybe did not catch this mistake. But hot intern Jordan did.
Oh, yeah. You guys, last night.
Did you catch this as it was happening? Are you that kind of movie buff?
The Oscars is like my Super Bowl. I didn't sleep last night because I was so uncomfortable. Like, I had to go work out. I was so stressed out.
Oh, my.
Yeah, first of all, first dude I've ever heard say, the Oscars are my Super Bowl.
Why were you so stressed?
Did you see? That was easily the most uncomfortable moment of my life on stage. All 3 producers got through with their entire speeches for La La Land.
Yeah.
Before anybody realized anything.
It was pretty uncomfortable.
Oh, man. Okay, so that was not the only screw-up of the evening.
Please tell us.
Imagine you're watching the Oscars and the In Memoriam segment. You see your picture flash up on the screen.
You see your picture.
But I'm not dead, Jordan.
Oh, well, this happened to an Australian producer whose best friend had died last year.
Oh.
Her name is Jan. And her friend's name is Janet, and they put her picture up in place of her best friend.
And was she? And she was she was sitting in the audience.
I think she was back at home in Australia.
Oh,
okay.
But it took, because of the firestorm that was the end of the Oscars. It took at least 1 hour and 25 minutes before the first tweet was fired, before anybody like really noticed on the Twitterverse.
Well, because nobody knows Janet Patterson.
Well, I mean, bigger things were happening.
So you didn't know.
Oh, no.
I didn't know.
You just saw the tweet later.
Right.
It took an hour before somebody noticed that she was, in fact, still alive?
1 hour and 25 minutes after the show.
Yeah, they do call her?
And then...
Oh,
and she already has a statement out and everything.
What'd she say? I'm not dead?
Oh, did she quote Mark Twain? Rumors of my death have been greatly exaggerated.
Okay.
Something to that effect.
I actually have the quote.
Oh.
I was devastated by the use of my image in place of my great friend and longtime collaborator. And it goes on to say that she had like been nominated for 4 Oscars in her lifetime, and she had emailed the Academy to double check that they had the right picture. Oh. And they're like, we got it covered.
Gosh, wow. And I always thought my biggest fear was when I die, you guys use a bad photo of me. What if you didn't even use a photo of me, period?
I've already got it picked.
Yeah.
Text her a picture of another Jenna.
Jenna Bush.
Right.
Man. So she's fine, though. Janet is fine.
Janet's fine.
I was very concerned.
Janet's not fine. Jan is fine.
Okay.
Okay, good.
White girls look, they don't look the same.
So we had like an Oscar watching party. I was there at my bar. And my mother was very concerned that I dressed up for this party because
she thought it was official.
And it was. It was an official party, but she was just really concerned that I looked the part, I guess.
Is your mom your date?
No, she didn't go. The ABC affiliate came out Friday just doing a story on the Oscar watching party.
Oh.
They came out and did a story?
Yeah. This foundation, it was a whole charity type thing, based thing for this Mueller Foundation.
They teach young people about the movie.
And so anyway, it was kind of a big deal. And they came and decorated the place. It looked awesome. We had tablecloths. We never have tablecloths. We had tablecloths and stuff. And so I just want to let my mom know that I did represent well, because she said, I want you to wear a suit. If you need to come over here and get my credit card and buy you a suit.
Aw, mama.
Yes, she did.
That's
exactly
really?
What my mother said. I said, I got it, mama. I got it.
Did you do an interview on the news?
Yes, I did on Friday.
Oh, how'd it go?
It was kind of spontaneous because I didn't anticipate. I didn't know it was happening.
And didn't tell anybody so we could have a clip today?
I didn't know. Kelly.
It must have sucked.
They came to interview the people with the foundation.
On Friday. And now it's Monday.
Well, the Oscars are a war show that is near and dear to my heart. And it makes a group of people happy. Jenna, what do you think?
I think that what happened with your tie? I'm looking at your tie and it looks like... It's not tied right.
I was going for the casual tie look. The tie that's tied, but you're
like the walk of shame tie?
Like it's not all the way buttoned up.
Have you seen the photo of how he tied his tie?
Oh, like my neck got too big for my tie?
No, or, so you couldn't button your collared shirt. That's what it is?
Or that. Yeah, the struggle is real.
You lose a pound in your neck, huh?
Your ties don't fit now?
My tie fits fine. My shirt is a shirt.
Do those body wraps work? Like, could Al just get
on
his
neck? We could try it.
Do you want to go?
Let's wrap his neck in saran wrap for the whole show, and then we'll take a measurement and see if it works.
No. Yeah, you'll sweat.
I've actually got one of those sweat shirts, those plastic.
A sweatshirt?
Well, that's
stupid. Sweat.
That's stupid, isn't it? That's really stupid.
But that's how Martin Lawrence almost died.
I've got one. It's a plastic suit.
You would wear a sweatsuit.
It looks like tinfoil.
Oh, the Rocky Balboa.
You go running in it, and he like almost died.
Yeah, your internal temperature can really heat up. It's bad. You're like microwaving yourself.
When you pull it off, it just water pours out.
Ew. No, thank you.
That's what wrestlers and boxers use to make weight.
I told you I wrapped myself in saran wrap to be a Dexter victim a few Halloweens back with my best girlfriend. It took 2 rolls of saran wrap.
That wasn't well thought out, was it, Jenna?
I couldn't get in the cab.
Yeah.
I didn't pee all night, and I couldn't get drunk. Like, there was nothing. Nothing happened, you know? It was a terrible night. Wow. I had to cut myself out of it. It's not how I envision things going.
Yeah. It looked cool, though.
It did look cool.
It looked really cool.
All about the pictures.
Yeah. Did you guys do the Oscar ballots that part-time Justin was doing?
I did not.
I didn't get one.
I didn't see that.
I didn't get one.
I hit it up Friday after the show. I got mine.
I got 45% correct, which is pretty good for guessing.
I'm so upset I didn't get one, considering I sold just about every nominated.
Yeah. Well, you should have, because you would have done great.
Friday after the show?
We bailed early.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I guesstimated. Jordan, what did you get?
I think that JC might have cheated off of me because I, too, got 45%.
Which is also weird because Nick Adams, our associate producer, got 45% as well.
Well, I'll tell you, my daughter was sitting there and she watched the first 4 awards with me and then she got bored. She picked the winner of all 4.
She did?
She's like, man, I'm good at this. She picked the winner of all 4 just by looking at their pictures when they showed the nominees.
Just randomly guessed. Okay. Huh.
I would have gotten a 50%, but I picked La La Land to win.
You did with everybody else. And I wonder why. I don't know, because the members of the Academy, they're like, you can't tell us, because there's so much hype. La La Land's going to win. La La Land's going to win. So they're thinking, you can't tell me who I'm going to vote for. Do you think there might be some backlash when you build up something so much? that they're going to say no. I don't know.
I
didn't see either movie, so I can't judge.
I'm surprised. I saw both, and Moonlight was really good. I still liked Lion the best, but Moonlight was good. I watched La La Land again yesterday with my best friend because she hadn't seen it.
And
I think La La Land, for all purposes and what the Oscar is, I think La La Land should have won. I mean, it makes the most sense.
Big
production.
Did a Hidden
Hidden Figures.
Fences.
Did it win anything?
Yeah, I don't know.
No, it didn't.
I don't think so. I got shut out.
Supporting actress, right?
No, that was Viola Fences. Davis.
That was Viola Davis. Yeah.
Oh, for Fences. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, Fences won.
Well, not, and they brought out one of the original women.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Was it Catherine? Oh, God.
I can't think of her name.
They had this huge buildup, and they put the microphone in front of this woman's face, and all she can say is, thank you.
Well, she's probably not.
I know.
She's probably not. Well,
it was just a blessing that she was even there. That was a beautiful moment.
And she's one of the women that was portrayed in the movie, right?
She's the real Hidden figure.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
A story that had never been told, which is what Viola Davis was saying.
Yeah.
Go to the graveyard and tell those stories that have never been told.
Exhume the stories is what
Except
she wants
these
to
ladies, for the most part, were able to witness it before they passed away.
Mm-hmm. Did you see Glenn Powell making the cameo on the Oscars?
Did
he blossom?
Yeah.
He has fully blossomed.
He has full on blossomed.
Who was his date?
I did not see who his date was. Probably his mom.
Maybe he didn't get a plus one.
Isn't he dating that Nina Dobrev or something?
I don't know who he's dating.
He didn't call and ask you if you wanted to tag along?
I don't know who he's tagging along.
I saw a video of him with one of his bros on his Instagram. It was a slow-mo shimmy.
Oh, you didn't make the bro cut.
Oh,
can you shimmy like a leading man, JC?
He hangs out with Cord Overstreet a lot. That guy's pretty cool.
Mm.
It'd be nice to be thought of. Just invited. Though,
I know.
Wouldn't it?
I know. We got this trip to Florida to give away.
All right.
We'll have you call. Should we have them call next? Yeah, we'll have you call next, but we will give it away. Make sure you have the phones handy. We'll play you that montage. You tell us all four songs, and you'll be on your way next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We told you before the end of the hour, we're going to give away this trip to Florida. You'll be going to Panama City Beach, Florida. And we got it in there. Give us a call right now at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Looking for caller number 13 to tell us what four songs are in this montage. I want you. I know what I came to do. Say I should give you up. The artist is Ariana Grande. The songs, we don't know.
There's four.
You got to tell us.
Four of them.
You got to tell us.
But we can't win anyway, so that doesn't matter if we know it. It only matters is if you know it.
We like to play along with you, you know. While we wait for our winner, 5 years ago, because at this time tomorrow, we'll be wrapping up. Does that make me crazy? So if you want to get those ready for us tomorrow, that'd be great.
Yeah.
But at this time, we're going to be wrapping it up. 5 years ago, we had a celebrity join us on Does That Make Me Crazy?
Mm-hmm.
And that said celebrity actually won for Best Actress at the Oscars last night. Emma Stone.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she was on Does That Make Me Crazy? Let's take a listen to her.
All right, let's do celebrity. Does that make me crazy right
now?
This is Emma Stone. Hi, Emma.
Hello.
Good morning. Do you have a Does That Make Me Crazy for us?
I do. Mine's a little strange. I wring my hands when I'm nervous, and to the point where there's calluses on my hands.
Whoa.
Uh-huh. Really?
I know. That's a little dark.
Huh. To the point of calluses.
Wow.
Yeah, there's calluses on some of my fingers just from wringing my hands.
You've got the world in the palm of your hand. What are you so stressed out about?
And I'm wringing it.
Wringing that hand.
Okay, we need to have some celebrotherapy right now. What is stressing you out so bad?
Oh, no, I've done it since I was a kid. It's not really a nervous habit. It's kind of a mindless habit.
Like when you're on the set of a movie, do you have to consciously make an effort to not do it, or do they just work it in the script?
No, because when I'm focusing on something, I don't do it. But when I'm not thinking about really anything, that's when it happens.
So it's a little OCD.
It's like a tick.
Are you looking for attention?
I'm attention seeking with my hand ringing.
Emma Stone, you are not just a talented young actress, but we do have a theory that has never, ever been disproven. And that theory is that girls with husky or sexy voices have no ability to sing.
Since I've got that low voice, I can't sustain it. So it's not like I can do it more than one day in a row.
Okay. Because your voice
That's
just gets...
That's the thing. I lose my voice very quickly.
Yeah.
Well, she disproved the theory right
she
there.
She did.
Yeah. Now, girls that are hoarse from singing is different than girls that have that naturally hoarse voice. Do you have it?
Right.
Is it natural to you? Like, You've always had
that? Yeah, since I was a really little kid. It's home videos from when I was 4 are embarrassing.
Oh, we were having fun with you, Emma.
Our publicist just came in. And
yeah, Emma, we would love to keep talking to you, but we don't have any more time.
Uh-huh. And that's why, Lord, I'm sorry.
That's why you heard our rude publicist jump in the middle and yell, gotta wrap it up.
Sorry, Emma.
But we
apologize.
Love you.
Go promote your movie somewhere else.
I am so embarrassed that my publicist would jump in and be so rude during our interview.
Let her go.
I'm sorry. Emma, congratulations.
Oh, man. All right.
I know that she probably does that on the Tonight Show too. If you're on there with Jay Leno, she'll run out and go, "Gotta wrap it up, Jay."
I'm sorry.
It's not you, Emma. We love you. Have a great day.
Oh man. All right. You too.
Complete with Kid Craddock rant.
So nice. Gosh, that used to make him so mad.
Oh man.
Yeah, the publicist has gotten better at that.
Wrap it up.
Yeah.
Wrap it up, kid.
They don't tend to come on the actual radio show.
Yeah, it is rude. Like, at least tell us 3 to 5 times first.
Or maybe we just stay on time a little bit better.
Leave it to the brothers.
I don't know.
That was a publicist, too.
Was it really? Oh, yeah, because she got left on the phone. She didn't know she was still up.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep. That was you, right? Yeah.
Leave it to the brothers. That was
directed at Big Al.
We were talking to somebody.
Are you kidding?
And
I had no idea.
And I don't know what, I don't remember the exact context of the situation, but the publicist was still on the phone. I was still, we're still connected, and she was talking to somebody else. She goes,
leave it to the brothers.
And I'm like, what?
Leave it to the brothers. Leave it to the brothers.
She was trying to be funny.
Yeah, well, she wasn't.
But she didn't know that you could hear that,
right? She didn't know.
No.
So she's just saying because you're black, you talk a lot?
Yes, I think that's what it was.
So she's just making like an offhanded racist
comment? Yeah, exactly. It was.
And that's where that clip
comes
exactly
from
that we play?
That's exactly where that clip comes from.
Oh,
yes.
My
that's exactly where that clip comes from.
Wow.
No lie.
There's a little history lesson in the clips right there. There you go.
Always make sure that phone's hung up.
Right?
Right.
Let's give away a trip to FLA.
Why not?
Or at least let's try to.
Yeah, we're going to try to. Let me make sure I got my stuff set up.
Okay.
Let's bring in our first contestant.
Okay.
Fatima?
Yes.
That's right. That's how you say the name, right?
Fatima.
Dang it.
Okay.
I said it the way my cousin
is. You're so happy there.
Fatima.
Fatima. What are you doing, Fatima?
Oh, turn down that radio for us. There you are.
Name the song?
Oh, okay.
Well, let us play them for you first. Hang on just a second.
We're going to play you the songs.
A lot of confusion going on right now.
Mm-hmm. We'll play you the songs, and then you have 6 seconds to tell us what songs they are, okay?
Okay.
Here you go. I want you. I know what I came to do. Hey, I should give you up. Your 6 seconds start now.
I want you to satisfy the way and I love you.
I'm sorry, that is incorrect, but you did get a couple right in there.
Okay.
So we're going to have to move on.
Bye, Fatima.
She just wanted to come in here and play, and she got it done. She almost got it.
I got the songs. I'm ready.
You do?
No,
oh, okay.
I don't.
She
no,
did.
I thought she did, yeah.
Hey, Logan.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going all right. Big Ariana Grande fan?
Not really. Give it a shot, though.
Okay,
why not,
cool.
Right? What are you up to right now?
Driving to work.
Yeah. All right, man.
Where are you driving?
A car.
A truck.
Thank you.
Welcome to the truck gang,
my
man. Yeah. We all drive trucks.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We're a truck driving show over here.
We're cool.
You guys are truck driving Ariana Grande listening.
You know? Oh, man, I felt so stupid the other day. I rolled up listening to Taylor Swift in my truck, but the guy gave me a pass, I think. All right, we'll play you the Ariana Grande songs again. You'll have 6 seconds after to tell us what it is. Here are your songs. I want you. I know what I came to do. Hey, I should give you up. And your 6 seconds start now.
Side to side, into you, break free, dangerous woman.
That is incorrect, Logan.
But you know what? Good job for just knowing some Ariana Grande songs.
Yeah,
look at you, man.
I even knew.
And drive. You probably know more Ariana Grande songs than any other man driving a truck
today.
That's not the best thing to know, I guess.
That's okay.
Something, though.
Do you have a girlfriend, Logan?
I do.
See, that's why.
There you go.
That's why he's got a happy woman at home is what he has. Logan, have a wonderful day, man. Thanks for playing. We're moving on to the third contestant.
Okay.
We're not the only ones that were struggling with this. Hi, Nancy.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm great.
Hey, man. What are you up to right now? You at home?
I am at home, but ready to work.
Oh, you work from home?
Today I do.
Oh. Nice.
Nice.
What do you do?
Nice. I'm an accountant.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can add at home.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah. Got a calculator? Got one of those little calculator things? Just boom.
No.
Little adding machine? Boom. Plug a couple numbers here and there. Don't worry if they're right or wrong. Boom. Mm-hmm. Taxes. Bam.
She could have done that Oscar ballot.
She could have.
Yes.
Gotten it right.
She could have.
Right.
There might be a job opening there. You might want to look into
it. Right.
I should. Yes, I should.
Of course. Are you a big Ariana Grande fan yourself? Logan was.
I like them, but my daughter is more of a fan.
Okay. So maybe your daughter helped you out here. All those times she was listening to the albums, and you were telling her, turn it down. It's not going to pay off, hopefully.
Maybe it will today.
All right.
I hope.
Let's play them, and then you'll have 6 seconds, okay? Let's see what you got. I want you, I know what I came to do. Hey, I should give you up. Nancy, your 6 seconds start now.
Okay, problem, focus, the way, and side to side.
That's correct!
Woo! Look at you!
Woo! Your daughter's going to be so excited.
Yeah, she is.
All right.
Okay. Tell her what she's won,
Nancy,
Jenna.
Yeah, Nancy, you ready to hear what you get to do?
Yes, I am ready.
All right, well, you just want to stay at the Sheraton Bay Point Resort. Again, one of my favorite new words, it's nestled.
Yes.
On the historic St. Andrews Bay. It's in Panama City Beach, Florida. And this property just underwent a $30 million transformation. So it's a brand new spot. 5 restaurants, a full-service spa and pools, a private beach, and 36 holes of golf. You're into golf. And then you also get to go on a complimentary dolphin cruise.
Cool.
Ooh.
Yeah, and all sorts of activities. Thank you, visitflorida.com. Yep.
Enjoy your trip for 4, okay?
Okay, thank you.
The whole family's gone. There's Nancy. She knew her Ariana Grande songs like that.
Well, her daughter did.
Well, but she gave them to us.
Yeah. Her daughter was very helpful.
She did the hard work right there.
That's right. She had to get through. And that's half the battle right
exactly.
there, getting through.
Man, I remember when I used to try to get through for a radio contest.
Always busy,
never
right?
Yeah.
Never. I never did it.
We used to make emergency phone calls. Like you call the operator and say, I have an emergency phone call for blah, 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 for whatever the request line number, just to get through. And of course, they clear the line. You still call. You
of can't course. Well, hold on, Nancy. We'll get you all set up. We have more trips to give away every single day this week. We'll be sending you out there. Trips for 4. Thanks, visitflorida.com.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We have two ladies in studio who travel to the bathroom together.
Every single time.
Every single time. You just see them walk out and come back at the same time.
Why does that fascinate you so much?
Because it's weird to us guys. Like,
why?
I don't go out. Do you want to go pee?
They just want to talk.
I know.
Let's get out and stretch your legs. They're not taking a smoke break. They're taking a bathroom break.
But do you guys? I guess we could ask them. Amy and Lacey. They both. Amy does our internet stuff, the website.
That's me.
And Lacey, you do a bunch of production stuff for us.
Yes.
Yeah,
she edits all of our commercials
that
we do horribly sometimes.
Right.
And these ladies are soulmates.
We are. So. We're not just best friends and bathroom buddies. We're also podcasters together now.
Oh, yeah. We are doing podcasts. Mm-hmm. Everybody, the support staff has their own podcast. You guys teamed up, of course.
Mm-hmm.
But you're both happily married.
Yes. Very happily
just
married.
Your work soulmate.
You should do your podcast from the bathroom and call it podcast.
Yes. Pottycast.
Ow.
I love
there
it.
There we go.
Ow.
Now you know what to do.
Because our podcast could have a different meaning for some of us.
Well, true, true.
Pottycast.
But that was brilliant.
Great, Al.
Genius.
Whatever you were about to tell us about your podcast, toss
just never mind.
Yeah, it would sound really hollow and good in there.
And you guys are, personality-wise, Lacey, you're very loud and out there, and you're the one that dances out on the dance floor when it's getting crazy.
I break it down like a white girl, yes.
Amy, you're very cool, calm, and collected.
Right.
I've never seen you get angry or agitated.
Yeah, she gets angry.
Oh, she does.
Oh, you do?
I do.
Who do you get mad at the most here in the office? At least. Okay.
No.
Trey, probably, right?
Definitely.
Yeah, it's probably Trey.
But what's so cool about Amy, and what a lot of people don't know, is that she is so funny. And that's what's so cool about our podcast. So
hey,
our
Amy
podcast,
right there?
She's
she is
hilarious.
Funny.
It's the quiet ones, Al.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She is quiet.
She has been killing it. Okay, so we're doing this podcast. It's
what's it called?
Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips.
Oh,
I'm Loose Lips. She's Childbearing Hips.
Hardly.
So many jokes.
Well, she has children.
Exactly. Yeah, and the basis was, you know, I'm childless and not really intending on having children. She has children herself.
You really never want to?
It's
a topic for your podcast. How about that?
Yeah, yeah. Tune in and we'll see.
Yeah.
Just
Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips. I love it. What do you guys talk about?
So we have had so much fun. And you're talking about how it's weird that we go to the bathroom together.
Yeah.
We actually did a segment called Is It Weird? Because on one of our potty breaks, I like to cuddle with Amy sometimes. So I'm holding her hand and I'm cuddling with her
on the way in the bathroom.
Not in the bathroom. Yeah. Not during the act of going to the bathroom.
Right.
Then we separate. We go our separate ways. We do our business. So while I was holding her hand on the way to the bathroom, I was thinking, is it weird that we're doing this?
As grown women.
Yeah.
Yeah. You guys at times look like the high school couple that's deep in love.
Yeah.
But I love Amy. I do. And not in that kind of way. But
I know.
Is Amy allowed to speak?
Yeah. Is the cuddling reciprocated?
Well, that's it. You know, Amy is the quiet one. She comes the zingers. Now, the first time Lacey reached out for your hand.
Was it weird?
I mean, somebody had to make the first move. How was that?
It was a little weird, but now I understand her better. And it's just, you know, her way of affection.
See, I get love language. I'm the Lacey, and Mackenzie is more like you. With my best girlfriend, I'm always grabbing at her to hold hands and hug, and she is, like, never feeling it. And she's like, get away from me.
Right.
But here's the thing. So I think I'm going to be the hilarious one on the podcast, right? Mm. No. Miss Quiet Girl has been out-funnying me.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Competition.
What's the best joke you've told, Amy? No, I'm just kidding.
This is like little one-liners. I guess.
Yeah. It's just quick.
It goes with the conversation.
Insightful commentary, I bet.
Yeah.
What was your first podcast about? Do you remember? Was it weird thing?
No. We've done a couple, though. Another fun one that we did it, Never Have I Ever. But instead of just playing the game, because we know so much dirt on each other, I took stories that I knew about her, and she took stories that she knew about me. And we did it that way. So we've done a lot of fun stuff, and I think you'll enjoy it if you check it out.
Awesome. Amy.
Yes.
I'm curious because suddenly we have all these behind-the-scenes players of our show who are the reason we're on the air. Yeah. I mean, we get all the glory, and they're behind the scenes doing all the real work.
Right.
So how did this happen? They just come into y'all one day and say, every one of you has to do a podcast, come up with an idea. How did this happen? Because suddenly everybody has one.
No, there was a meeting earlier in the year, and...
I
think we were all offered the opportunity.
Yeah.
And I
thought
you
don't have to do it.
No.
Okay.
But everybody's doing it.
Everybody is.
I guess that's the way to find out who really wants to get after it.
Yeah.
And everybody wants to get after it.
As you were saying, Amy?
Well, and then I was thinking about it, and Lacey, you know, thought maybe we could do one together. And I was very hesitant because I'm not one of those.
She's not a microphone person.
We tried to bring you in the other day for a birthday show.
I love Lacey
on the radio
this much.
Yeah.
But she's so good at it. And that's why, as soon as I mentioned it to her, I expected her to say, no, I'm not going to do that. Pull a Kelly Raspberry. Not going to do it.
Yep.
And she said, well, I was actually thinking about it. So I said, done. We're going to sit down. We're going to see what happens.
And
she made me.
Yeah. And it worked.
The only way to get better is by doing it, really.
Right. That's right.
That's what my wife used to tell me.
Uh-huh. Shout out, Al.
Yeah.
And how old are your kids, Amy?
They're 11 and 12 right now.
Do you yell at them ever?
Oh, yeah.
Man, I just don't see her yelling. You're so good.
We should interview the kids.
They'll tell us.
Right.
All right, what's the podcast called again, girls?
Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips. Tune in. We've got 4 or 5 posted, more coming. And I personally think that they're a lot of fun and really funny.
It sounds fun.
Yeah, it's a good time.
Sure,
so check it out.
Never Have I Ever. I want to listen to that one.
Yeah.
All right, check them out at kidnation.com. We have them all posted.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.